Well, there's quite a music scene in the Boston area. We get CDs from Boston bands that we like fairly regularly. What caused you to move that way? How did you wind up in Boston from Idaho?
The Boston area has a great music scene, and I think it's partly because of the great music schools here. It's and it has a long history of kind of nurturing a good folk scene, and that was really what I was wanting to tap into when I lived out here. I had friends in the area, but I was really just kind of wanting to get serious about getting a band together, and I knew that in a city the size of Boston with as many musicians as Boston has, that I was most likely going to find some people that I wanted to play with. And it was amazing how quickly it happened, too. I mean, pretty much as soon as I met Jason Beek, which was actually right before I moved to Boston, I already knew more musicians, you know, in just the course of a couple of weeks than I did in my entire lifetime. So it's been a really good place for me to be and very welcoming, you know. A lot of people think that that Boston is pretty cutthroat, but I found it to be very welcoming and nurturing. But at the same time, kind of a musical boot camp for me, too, because the Boston audiences don't really put up with a lot. If you're not entertaining them, they'll just talk over you. And it was good for me to kind of be thrown into the fire in that regard. I learned a lot about performing in a very short time.
Do you have any particular contemporaries up there that you enjoy and go to listen to?
In the Boston area specifically?
Yes.
You know, we've been touring out of Boston now for 5 years, so it's hard for us to kind of keep in touch with the Boston scene nowadays. But over the course of our being here, we met and became friends with Miss Tess and the Bon Ton Parade, although she recently moved to Brooklyn. Quite a few members of Lake Street Dive, although I think they might have also recently moved to Brooklyn.
make it easy. I wanna make it easy on you, baby.
Yeah, it's a vast scene, very happening.
And didn't you do a collaboration project with the Sacred Shakers? Weren't they Boston musicians? Am I mistaken there?
Yeah, I'm still in the Sacred Shakers. It's the four of us in my band, and then four additional musician friends of ours, and we're mostly still in the Boston area.
I got just maybe one or two more questions about future plans. Do you have a new album in the works or in the planning?
not really anything that I'm ready to talk about. There's been a few ideas thrown around, but nothing's really shaped up yet. I'm kind of keeping my cards close to my chest on that one.
And for the future, possibly a live album. Have you considered that?
Yeah, that's definitely been tossed around as well. Eventually, we'll get around to it. We record already in such a live style when we do our albums that our label has kind of so far not really been that thrilled with the idea, just because our albums are so live already. They're not really convinced they would be that much different from what we already do, but we'll see what happens.
I can kind of see their point, but I wouldn't mind having one anyway.
Hi, this is Ewan Jewell. Life's too short for ordinary music, which is why you're listening to WTJU Charlottesville, the sound choice in Central Virginia.